Hi, this is a message for SM2N and R2UK. Forgive me for putting this in the public timeline, but I was unable to find a way of doing a direct message to more than one recipient. I'm sure there is a way of doing it, but I couldn't work out how to do it. Just been listening to both of Boo's about the IMAP issue. Thank you very much for taking the time to initially listen to the problem, and more importantly, to take even more time to reply. I think listening to Ruth's reply about the server and stuff, and obviously taking on board what Simon said about having to put whitelists and blacklists and spam filters, it does turn into a bit of a nightmare. And then obviously I've had a further look on the internet, and then, you know, I've got the issue about obviously being publicly attacked if I don't put blockages in on the router, and obviously, you know, the bandwidth and stuff. So I'm just thinking, yeah, perhaps hosting companies are hosting companies for a reason, and home PCs are home PCs for a reason, or home Macs are home Macs for a reason. So I think I'm going to go down the route of possibly utilising the GMAP facility. As I say, I'm sort of 90% using that as it is. I'm using GMAP to sort of to wash the emails, to get rid of the majority of the spam. But I'm obviously getting the duplication, and I assume that the duplication is coming in because my iOS devices, my phone and my iPad, are pointing to Gmail to download the emails and to point to my personal domain name. So obviously I'm getting them coming that way. If I was to turn off the personal email, I would then obviously get the emails coming from Gmail, but then I'd have no way of sending them from the iOS device as perry@perrygaswin.com. I mean, I'm not worried about who knows my email address. It will come from my Gmail one, which I suppose is not the end of the world, but I suppose I look at it, if I've bought a personal domain, I suppose I want it to look like a personal domain rather than having a Gmail address, because then, well, what's the point of having a personal domain? I might as well just gone down the Gmail route in the first place. Yeah, which is sort of semi-frustrating that the hosting company isn't allowing me to do IMAP and only POP3. If they would let me do IMAP, then there wouldn't be a problem. As for installing IMAP on the VPS, I've looked into this, Simon, and I believe that for IMAP to work, it needs to go through a different firewall that POP goes through, and the hosting company are not prepared to open the firewall up. But there may be a different way of doing that, and if that's the case, then perhaps installing IMAP onto the VPS is perhaps a mission for me and you one evening and over a coffee or two and some cakes, and we can see if we can perhaps do that. But failing that, I think the Gmail route might be the way there, as it certainly does sort of wash a lot of the spam out. But there's just that little nagging thing in the back of my mind about it coming from Gmail. The address, I don't know. If I could do it so it, you know, when I sent it from my iOS device, it showed as perry@perrygaswin.com rather than perrygaswin@gmail, then I suppose I would be happier. Yeah, not sure. Perhaps it's not the major hurdle that I'm making out it to be, and perhaps I just need to move on and accept it. Yeah. I don't know. But listen, I do appreciate your time. I'm definitely sort of now toying away from the idea of the home server. I think whilst, as Simon says, it would have been a really good learning exercise. And I may well still buy the server software just so I've got a server. I mean, it's only £35. I equate that to one refereeing game. You know, that's how I look at things. You know, it's 90 minutes of a football match. Yeah, I'm not sure about whether to use this as a hosting provider for some of my blogs and some of my smaller sites. I'm just worried that, you know, if it does suddenly get a lot of traffic, then I'm going to suddenly be, you know, ramping up the bandwidth, and also it then means I've got to rely on Virgin Media being up all the time, and as we know, that's not necessarily always the case, because sometimes they do take the string out the back of the bait bin tin, because I need to wash the tin out, and they don't always pull it straight back in. So sometimes the connection isn't as strong as it perhaps should be. Yeah, but thanks ever so much for your time. I'm happy for people to obviously reply back with any other suggestions. 6 seconds to go, so I need to go. Thanks for that. Cheers, guys. Bye.